Idaho officials are looking for ways to help 29 low-performing schools in the state. According to Samantha Wright, the focus is now on helping those areas in need.
Idaho Education News reporter Kevin Richards says most of the schools on the list are dealing with big challenges. Speaking on Monday on Idaho Matters, he says it's mostly smaller, lower-income schools with at-risk populations that made the list.
The vast majority of the schools on this list have poverty rates that are above the state average. When you look at the numbers of kids who are eligible for free lunch or reduced price lunch, almost all of these schools have higher poverty rates than the state average.
Officials say the new list was designed to help, not ridicule, the schools identified. The ranking was made based on how students did in math and English, student growth, graduation rates, and other factors. The schools will stay on the list for 3 years, during which time, Richard says, the State Department of Education will work to help them improve.
And there will be resources going to these schools. There's going to be some federal money that's going to be going to these schools, some staffing designed to try to help these schools turn around.
That money includes more than $2 million split up among low-income schools. I'm Samantha Wright, Boise State Public Radio News.